Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Kingsley Amis, K-I-N-G-S-L-E-Y, Kingsley, A-M-I-S, Amis. And the dates of Kingsley Amis are from 1922 to 1995. Now Kingsley Amis was a novelist as well as a poet and in his professional life he was also an academic or a teacher at university. Okay? And let me also tell you that he is the father of the writer Martin Amis. Okay, so both father and son are writers and the novel for which Kingsley Amis is famous is Lucky Jim. Okay, that is the title. Okay, Lucky Jim. J-I-M, Jim. This novel was published in 1954. Okay, and there was also a film that was made in 1957. Okay, and this novel is about an anti-hero. Okay, it's not a hero but an anti-hero named Jim Dixon. D-I-X-O-N. Jim Dixon. Jim Dixon is a young university instructor. Okay, and he is a member of the lower middle class who has risen in social stature with their hard work. But still when they see many of the important places in society that is still occupied by the traditionally well-bred or pedigreed families. Matlab, those people who belong to a well-off family, traditionally who were well-off, they are the ones who are still occupying the important places in society. Okay, so that is what makes this hero disgruntled and that is why this hero or anti-hero harbors a lot of resentment. Now after this novel Lucky Jim, later on Kingsley Amis also published another novel called That Uncertain Feeling. Okay, That Uncertain Feeling, that was published in 1955 and even that novel had a very similar kind of anti-hero. Okay, now let me also tell you that after having taught at British universities, Kingsley Amis also taught at United States in some universities and from that experience that he gained, he went on to write one more novel based on that experience that was titled One Fat English Man. Okay, One Fat English Man, and this was published in 1963. Okay, now after that he has also published other novels later on and amongst the most famous ones are Jake's Thing, J-A-K-E, Jake's Thing. This was published in 1978. Uske baad ek aur novel inhone publish ki thi called The Old Devils. Okay, The Old Devils. This was published in 1986. Okay, now after that let me tell you one more fact. During the 1950s, the anti-hero which Kingsley Amis created, similar were the anti-heroes which some other novelists also created. Even their resentment was against the British class system. Okay, its traditional network of pedigreed families. Matlab ye ki agar koi bade ghar se hai to wahi jyada successful ho jaye. Maybe due to favoritism, maybe due to nepotism or some other factor other than hard work. So this is what really caused a lot of resentment in these newly empowered people. Okay? Along with this, these anti-heroes of these various novels also expressed a kind of disdain and resentment for the post-war welfare state of Britain. Welfare state kya hota hai? It is a positive thing, something which will look after the entire population. Okay? But what if that welfare state model doesn't work for you or doesn't work for most of the lower middle class? Then resentment against that welfare state model is very likely. So this is what all of these anti-heroes or protagonists of these different novels express. Okay? So whether it be the anti-hero of Lucky Jim, which is Jim Dixon, as I told you, or whether it be the protagonist of the novel by John Osborne called Look Back in Anger. That is of course a play, that is not a novel. But in ke jo protagonist hain, their issue is the same. The protagonist in this play is Jimmy Potter. Even this name is pretty famous. Okay? And another novel which has a similar kind of anti-hero is the novel by John Wayne. Okay? The writer John Wayne, W-A-I-N, Wayne. His novel is called Hurry On Down. Okay? Hurry On Down. This came out in 1953. Even his issue is the same. Okay? The same resentment against the welfare state, the British class system. Okay? And all of these different writers, whether it be Kingsley Amis, John Osborne, John Wayne are clubbed under the literary group called Angry Young Men. Okay? Angry Young Men. Ye aapko pata hona chahiye. This is extremely important from an exam point of view. Okay? They can ask you who were the members of the Angry Young Men. So, teen naam to aapko aise pata hone chahiye. Kingsley Amis, John Wayne, John Osborne. Okay? And who were those Angry Young Men? As I told you, it's just a group of different British novelists and playwrights during the 1950s who expressed scorn and disaffection with the established socio-political order of their country. ठीक है, वन लाइन डेफिनेशन. नाउ आफ्टर दिस लेट मी टेल यू वन मोर फैक्ट अबाउट किंग्सले एमिस. एज आई इंडिकेटेड इन द बिगिनिंग दैट ही इज अ नॉवलिस्ट एज वेल एज अ पोएट. ठीक है, किंग्सले एमिस इज ऑल्सो अ मेंबर ऑफ द लिटरी ग्रुप कॉल्ड द मूवमेंट. ठीक है, ही इज अ मेंबर ऑफ द एंग्री यंग मैन बट ही इज ऑल्सो अ मेंबर ऑफ द ग्रुप कॉल्ड द मूवमेंट पोएट्स. ठीक है, तो एग्जाम के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से ये भी इंपॉर्टेंट है. नाउ ऑल द मेंबर्स ऑफ दिस ग्रुप यूजुअली रोट पोएम्स दैट वर अंडरस्टेटेड. ठीक है, अंडरस्टेटेड एंड डिसिप्लिन्ड वर्स वॉज देयर इन देयर पोएट्री. दे ऑल्सो अवॉइडेड एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन एंड दे ऑल्सो अवॉइडेड एनी काइंड ऑफ ग्रैंडियोज थीम्स. ठीक है, सो आपको ये भी पता होना चाहिए दैट वट वॉज द पोएट्री ऑफ दिस लिटरी ग्रुप लाइक. नाउ आफ्टर दैट यू शुड ऑल्सो नो हु वर द इम्पॉर्टेंट मेंबर्स ऑफ दिस ग्रुप द मूवमेंट पोएट्स. फर्स्ट आई टोल्ड यू किंग्सले एमिस, वो तो मेंबर थे ही. अलॉन्ग विद दिस फिलिप लार्किन इज ऑल्सो अ मेजर मेंबर. जॉन वेन इज ऑल्सो अ मेजर मेंबर. ठीक है, आफ्टर दैट सम अदर राइटर्स वर ऑल्सो देयर सच एज एलिजाबेथ जेनिंग्स, रॉबर्ट कॉन्क्वेस्ट एंड सम मोर. बट कम से कम आपको इम्पॉर्टेंट मेंबर्स के नाम तो पता होने ही चाहिए. ठीक है, सो डेफिनेटली रिमेंबर द नेम ऑफ किंग्सले एमिस, फिलिप लार्किन, जॉन वेन. एंड फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू यू शुड ऑल्सो बी अवेयर ऑफ द लिटरी प्रिंसिपल्स विच दिस लिटरी ग्रुप एस्पाउज्ड और फॉलोड. सो एक लाइन में आपको मैं बता दूं दैट द मूवमेंट पोएट्स और द वर्क्स ऑफ द मूवमेंट पोएट्स वॉज यूजली कैरेक्टराइज बाय रिजेक्शन ऑफ मॉडर्निस्ट एंड पोस्ट मॉडर्निस्ट एस्थेटिक्स. रिजेक्शन, ठीक है, इन फेवर ऑफ अ मोर ट्रेडिशनल इंग्लिश स्टाइल और एंटी रोमांटिक स्टाइल. ठीक है, ट्रेडिशनल इंग्लिश एंटी रोमांटिक स्टाइल एंड द एंथोलॉजी विच दिस लिटरी ग्रुप केम आउट विद, मतलब द एंथोलॉजी ऑफ पोएम्स वॉज कॉल्ड न्यू लाइन्स. ठीक है, न्यू लाइन्स एंड इन दिस एंथोलॉजी द पोएट्री ऑफ किंग्सले एमिस वॉज ऑल्सो पब्लिश्ड. ठीक है, सो ये भी आप ध्यान में रखना. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर दैट किंग्सले एमिस इज फेमस एज अ नॉवलिस्ट एज वेल एज अ पोएट. आफ्टर दैट ही वॉज अ मेंबर ऑफ टू लिटरी ग्रुप्स, वन वॉज एंग्री यंग मैन एंड द अदर वन इज द मूवमेंट पोएट्स. ठीक है, द नेम ऑफ द एंथोलॉजी ऑफ पोएट्री विच द मूवमेंट पोएट्स पब्लिश्ड वॉज न्यू लाइन्स. ठीक है, उसके बाद किंग्सले एमिस क्रिएटेड द फेमस एंटी हीरो कॉल्ड जिम डिक्सन इन हिज नॉवल, इन हिज फर्स्ट नॉवल लकी जिम. ठीक है, सम अदर नॉवल्स बाय किंग्सले एमिस आर दैट अनसर्टन फीलिंग विच वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1955. उसके बाद वन फैट इंग्लिश मैन विच वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1963. उसके बाद जेक्स थिंग. ठीक है, जेक्स थिंग विच वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1978 एंड आफ्टरवर्ड्स द ओल्ड डेवल्स. ठीक है, द ओल्ड डेवल्स दैट वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1986.